Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 18th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Interplay of race and community characteristics on health disparities among Medicare beneficiaries with peripheral artery disease. This retrospective cohort study utilized 100% Medicare standard analytic files from 2017 to 2023 to investigate the combined effects of race and community characteristics on outcomes and treatment utilization among Medicare beneficiaries with peripheral artery disease. It aimed to move beyond individual factor analysis to understand the complex interactions influencing health disparities in this patient population. By examining both race and community factors together, the study establishes a comprehensive framework for identifying specific drivers of unequal peripheral artery disease care. This foundational research is critical for developing more targeted and effective interventions to reduce health disparities. Article number 2. Early aortic valve replacement versus clinical surveillance in asymptomatic patients with severe aortic stenosis. This study aimed to compare the clinical outcomes of early aortic valve replacement versus clinical surveillance in asymptomatic patients with high gradient severe aortic stenosis. Researchers identified 596 such patients from the current AS Registry 2, allocating 285 to an initial aortic valve replacement strategy and 311 to clinical surveillance. By directly comparing these two distinct management approaches, the study establishes a crucial evaluation of optimal timing for intervention. The findings will provide essential evidence to inform clinical decision-making regarding aortic valve replacement for this challenging patient population. Article number 3. 6-year follow-up of balloon expandable versus self-expanding transcatheter aortic valves, a propensity-matched analysis. This study compared in-hospital 1-year and 6-year outcomes of balloon expandable versus self-expanding transcatheter aortic valve implantation performed via transfemoral access. Researchers analyzed a large single-center cohort, creating propensity score matched groups of 683 patients with balloon expandable valves and 680 patients with self-expanding valves. This robust methodology establishes a crucial long-term comparison between contemporary transcatheter aortic valve implantation devices. The findings from this extensive follow-up will provide essential evidence to inform valve selection and optimize patient management following transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Article number 4. Remodeling and reverse remodeling of left atrium and appendage after catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. This study evaluated remodeling and reverse remodeling of the left atrium and left atrial appendage following catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. Researchers enrolled 372 patients who underwent ablation and had both pre- and post-procedure contrast computed tomography images. From these images, specific metrics including left atrial volume, left atrial emptying fraction, left atrial appendage volume, and left atrial appendage emptying fraction were precisely measured. This research establishes a detailed method to objectively track and quantify structural and functional changes in the left atrium and left atrial appendage, offering valuable insights into the mechanisms of successful atrial fibrillation ablation. Article number 5. Angiographic no reflow in patients with acute coronary syndrome caused by calcified nodules. This study investigated the incidence of the no reflow phenomenon and its relationship with plaque components in acute coronary syndrome caused by calcified nodules. Researchers enrolled 355 acute coronary syndrome patients who presented with de novo culprit lesions in native coronary arteries. Recognizing the poor prognosis associated with calcified nodules, the study aimed to deepen understanding of this understudied complication. The findings will provide valuable insights into the pathological mechanisms of no reflow in this specific patient population, potentially informing future interventional strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.